Welcome to CSR Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Owen, Molly, and Reese.
In fourth grade, one of our science units is on plants. We thought we would relax and chat with Mrs. Giaverini, who teaches this unit, to learn more. Please relax and enjoy our conversation.
Had the plant unit yet this year, and we wonder why we studied plants. Mrs. Giaverini explained.
Well, that's a really good question. The state of Massachusetts wants students to learn about all different kinds of science. So we learn about earth and space, we learn about physical science and chemistry, and one of the units that they want us to learn about is called life science. So it's all about living things, and the plant unit is the fourth grade life science unit. So that's why we're doing it.
Will we be growing plants in this unit? We wondered how we'd be learning about plants. She replied,
well, some different ways. One thing that I really like to do is give students a chance to actually observe plants and compare them, see how they are, what their structures are, the different parts of a plant, and just really make some nice observations. Another way we'll learn some things is by watching some videos, some movies that allow us to see things that we can't bring into the classroom as well. You're also going to be doing some engineering project, some work together with different teams designing something, and I think I'll talk about that a little more later on.
There are so many types of plants in this world. Which plants will we be learning about? Mrs. Giaverini shared.
Yeah, we'll mostly be working with plants that you would see in your everyday life, the plants with stems and leaves and green leaves. There are different kinds of plants out there, but these are the ones that we'll be doing. And hopefully you'll have some fun learning about the different structures and what they are there for, why they have these parts, what they do, how do plants survive, and how do they reproduce, make new plants. We'll be learning all about that, too.
With so many unique plants in our world, we were interested in what she thought was the most important thing to learn about plants. She said,
I think it's important to know about how plants structures work. The structures are like the stems and the leaves and the flowers and the roots.
What they do.
And then also how to care for plants, how to keep
what
plants
kind of
alive.
Like environments.
Yeah, what kinds of environments. And hopefully, like probably one of my biggest hopes is that students will become really interested in growing plants themselves and doing that on your own at your homes.
In studying plants, what types of tools will you be using? Mrs. Giaverini relayed.
Mostly you'll be using your eyes, so we'll have magnifying glasses to help you see up close. Maybe some small little tools. Sometimes I use toothpicks to help you kind of push things around and look at them. But mostly your eyes and your different senses.
We queried Mrs. Giaverini on the types of assessments she will be using to check our knowledge of plants, she informed.
Most of them will be. There are some small quizzes, just little short quizzes that you'll take, but at the end you'll get to do a project, like I mentioned, which will give you a chance to sort of use what you've learned about plants to design a, I guess I can give it away, I know I haven't had you yet, but to design a special kind of a package that can contain a plant as if it were going to be for sale at a store. So you'll have to think of all the different things that a plant would need in order to survive and how you can design a container that will meet those needs of the plant. So it will be important to know all about plants and then to put that information to use with your team. So I think that's a good way to assess.
Since she was new to fourth grade, we were curious to know why she picked this unit. Mrs. Giaverini remarked.
Just for that reason, I think partly my personal interest in plants and growing things. I think they're such an important part of our world, and I hope to share that enthusiasm with my students as well.
We're excited about designing a package in which a plant will be shipped We think it's great that she has her own garden where she grows fresh vegetables for her own family. We hope you enjoyed learning about the fourth grade plant unit.
Thanks for joining us today.